Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Kane's Big Picture, An Early Intro to Entrepreneurship for Kids, is a short children's book by Michael Fernandez Jr. that introduces basic business ideas through poetic text and colorful illustrations. Designed for young readers, it frames entrepreneurship as a process of discovering what one naturally enjoys, recognizing a useful niche, and turning that into a small venture. The book is not a technical guide to business. Instead, it uses a child-friendly story to make concepts such as creating value, earning money, saving, and investing feel understandable and memorable. Its purpose is educational, with an emphasis on early financial literacy and entrepreneurial thinking, rather than on detailed instruction. Because of that, the book is often positioned for parents, teachers, and caregivers who want to start conversations about work, creativity, and problem-solving in an age-appropriate way. It stands out by presenting entrepreneurship as something rooted in personal interests and service to others, rather than as an abstract adult topic. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a poetry-based story that simplifies entrepreneurship for children, the book uses a lyrical, easy-to-read format to present entrepreneurship in a way that young children can follow. This choice matters because business language can be abstract, but poetry gives the ideas rhythm, repetition, and memorability. Instead of explaining entrepreneurship through definitions alone, the book relies on a narrative structure that children can absorb as a story. That makes the lesson feel less like a lecture and more like an accessible introduction. The format also supports read-aloud use, which is important for the target age group. Parents and educators can pause, discuss, and revisit the ideas without needing prior business knowledge themselves. In that sense, the book is not only teaching content, but also shaping how children encounter unfamiliar concepts through language, images, and pattern, rather than through formal instruction. This makes the book effective as an early bridge between picture books and practical life skills. Secondly, discovering personal interests as the starting point for business thinking. One of the book's central ideas is that entrepreneurship begins with identifying what a child naturally enjoys and does well. That is a meaningful framing because it connects business creation to self-knowledge instead of to money alone. By showing a character who discovers a passion and then builds around it, the book teaches that interests can be a source of value. For young readers, this is important because it validates hobbies, curiosity, and creative strengths as more than entertainment. It suggests that ideas for work can emerge from ordinary preferences and abilities. This approach also reduces the intimidation often associated with entrepreneurship. A child does not need a large company or advanced training to understand the first step, which is noticing what feels meaningful and useful. The book therefore encourages readers to think of opportunity as something nearby and personal, not distant or reserved for adults with resources. Thirdly, teaching the four foundational money concepts through a simple framework, the book highlights create, earn, save, and invest as a compact framework for introducing money habits and entrepreneurial behavior. This is one of its most practical features because it gives children a small set of terms they can remember and reuse. Create points to making something of value. Earn connects that value to income, save introduces delayed gratification and planning, and invest suggests putting money back to work for future growth, even in simplified form. This sequence introduces a realistic economic logic. Making something useful can lead to earnings, and earnings can be managed rather than spent immediately. For a children's book, this is especially effective because it links business activity with financial discipline. The framework is broad enough to be understandable at an early age, yet concrete enough to support further discussion. It gives adults a useful vocabulary for teaching children that money is not only for spending, but also for planning and growth. Fourthly, a child-friendly introduction to problem-solving and value creation. The book presents entrepreneurship less as selling for its own sake and more as solving problems in ways that help other people. That distinction is important because it teaches value creation, which is a deeper concept than profit alone. By framing business as a response to needs and interests, the book encourages children to think about usefulness, not just ambition. This is a strong educational choice because it aligns entrepreneurial thinking with empathy and practical reasoning. Young readers can begin to understand that products and services exist because someone noticed a problem or a desire and tried to address it. The book's easy-to-discuss format supports this lesson, since adults can ask children what they like, what people need, and how an idea might help. That turns the story into a starting point for conversation rather than a closed lesson. The result is a book that plants the idea that creative work can have both personal meaning and social usefulness. Lastly, designed for early financial literacy and classroom or family discussion, the book is especially useful as a discussion tool for parents, teachers, and caregivers who want to introduce financial literacy early. Its age range and straightforward structure make it suitable for read-aloud settings, classroom enrichment, and one-on-one family conversations. Rather than overwhelming children with terminology, it offers a small number of connected ideas that can be revisited over time. This is valuable because financial literacy is built gradually, and children benefit from repeated exposure to concepts like earning, saving, and investing. The book also fits well into broader lessons about goods, services, and responsible choices, making it adaptable beyond a single reading. Its educational value comes from combining story, illustration, and simple business vocabulary in one compact package. Compared with more general children's books about money, it focuses more specifically on entrepreneurial thinking and the early stages of creating value. That specialized focus gives it a clearer identity within the children's financial education category. In conclusion, Kane's Big Picture is best suited for young children, especially ages 3 to 8, along with parents, teachers, and caregivers, looking for an approachable way to discuss entrepreneurship and money concepts. It works well as an early learning tool because it does not try to teach business in an adult or technical manner. Instead, it translates core ideas into a story that children can hear, remember, and talk about. Readers gain an introduction to identifying interests, creating something useful, earning income, saving, and thinking about investing in simple terms. Those are practical lessons. But the book also offers an intellectual benefit. It helps children connect creativity with problem-solving and value creation. What makes it stand out from similar children's finance books is its specific focus on entrepreneurship, not just spending and saving. The poetic format, colorful presentation, and discussion-friendly structure also make it more usable for shared reading in a crowded category of children's money books. This one distinguishes itself by treating business as something that can begin with personal passion and simple everyday observation. If you would like to support Michael Fernandez Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.